This dictation for follow visit, Diane Hunt, D like Detroit, I-A-N-E. Last name is Hunt, H like Harry, U and T like Tom. Date of service is 7-17-2023. Date of birth is 3-15-15. Date of accident 7-27-2021. The patient allegedly was involved in a work-related accident where she was injured by a high-low that collided at almost 20 miles an hour speed while she was resting her left hand in the shoulder on the steel bin. The impact caused her to twist and injuring of the left shoulder and hand and arm. It appeared that the patient did not have a head injury, but the pain started in the head as well as into the neck, upper back, and left shoulder. These pains were severe to begin with, to the tune of 9. The areas were affected. She was having a hard time lifting her arm beyond. Currently, the patient reports that she still has these pains. Her lower back pain is now at 6 or 7. However, the pain in the neck and the left shoulder is still 9. She can lift up to 120 degrees of abduction as of now, and the pain is constant. She also has some pain in both the wrist and left leg. From the lower back, it shoots down like numbness and tingling, and she also complains of pain in the left ankle. Overall, the pains are between 6 to 9. She also reports that the ADLs are affected up to all the way to 10. 70% improvement has been reported by the patient. Kindly review the chart for ADLs, for the system review, for additional history, the substance abuse, as well as compliance history. And physical examination reveals blood pressure of 169 over 100, pulse 72, pulse oxygen 120. The rest of the exam is still the same from previous music, which is 6-15-2023. The dictation number 0619-7. The diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue the physical therapy at 2 times per week for the affected area, which is neck, lower back, and left shoulder, left hip, the traction massage and other modalities. She remains off work and also for placement and transportation. Meds were reviewed and the patient declined to take any further medications. Especially the anti-inflammatory, the MRIs were again discussed with the patient, and she was found to have a minimal supraspinatus infraspinatus tendinosis along with patients with classical arthritis. On the left shoulder, she also is found to have a spondylitic changes, but associated with hernia to discuss C5-6 and C6-7 in the cervical spine. In the lumbar spine, there is a bulging disc at L2-3 and 3-4 and 4-5, but also with ligament present thickening. In addition, there is a facet arthropathy and bilateral foraminal disc involvement. She also had an MRI of the left hip where we found a probable partial tear and strain of the left vastus lateralis tendon and muscle, which is incompletely visualized. The patient was informed about these changes, these findings of the MRI. And she was advised to consider having a treatment for the hip area at the carpenter level, not an intra-articular injection, just the area of the most painful area, as well as shoulder injection, lumbar injection. She also is found to have a sacroiliac joint involvement along with this. So she has been advised about the injection to the left sacroiliac joint times 2, and if it continues, maybe even soaking in warm water, physical therapy. Chiropractor has discussed with the patient. She has rotator locker, neck pillow, tension, neck shoulder, neck traction, etc. And her case is moving around well. She's also has been using a chiropractor, and she's been continuing using factor. Most of all, she's doing acupuncture and chiropractic treatment. Thank you. will be seen in 30.